keeping you informed. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Marina Flores with 13 News with your latest headline. A report on Kansas unemployment is delayed as a result of the federal government shutdown. The Kansas Department of Labor was set to release its September jobs report last week. However, the Bureau of Labor Statistics paused data collection on October 1st. Now the Labor Department says the monthly reports won't resume until the federal government does reopen. Kansas unemployment rates have stayed around 3.8% over the past year as of August. We will continue to keep you updated on when they will receive this report and when the government does open back up. I'm Raina Flores with 13 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Ever lose your keys? Is that normal aging, dementia, or something else? Fear often stops us from asking for a simple checkup from the neck up. Knowing your numbers, blood pressure, blood sugar, and cholesterol are common, but your cognitive numbers are also important, especially if you're age 65 or older. Better to act sooner rather than later if you want to maintain or enhance your brain's health. Hello, I'm Kevin, president of the Dementia Society of America, a national nonprofit organization. I'm excited to offer you a free guide filled with tips for better brain health and important facts about dementia, care planning, and much more. Go to 1-800-DEMENTIA.org or call 1-800-DEMENTIA. Your brain will thank you.
Goddard Repair is a full-service repair shop and used semi and truck dealer, and their services go beyond the basics. They work on automotive vehicles all the way up to semi-trucks. Their certified technicians will provide you with competitive pricing and comprehensive service. Protect your commodities with ease with our Sherco Sherlocks and Cable Locks. Goddard Repair will keep your farm up and running. They offer several styles of truck beds for all your farm truck needs. Let them install your next truck bed or fifth wheel hitch. Goddard offers BMW trailer hitch sales and installation. Check out Goddard Repair on Highway 24 on the east side of Beloit. Call now at 738-2140 or check out GoddardRepair.com.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, this is your KD Country 94 weather forecast.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. A frost advisory begins at 10 p.m. tonight and continues until 10 a.m. tomorrow. Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 65. Northwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 38 tonight. Clear skies. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Z96.3. Currently 57.
When you need body work done on your vehicle, call C&R Body Shop off Highway 24 in Beloit. They do paintless dent repair for hail damage and door dings, windshield replacements, collision work, and complete refinishing of your vehicle. C&R offers estimates and all insurance claims are welcome. Call Charles and the gang at C&R Body Shop to get your vehicle back to looking great again. Call them today, 738-6566, 738-6566.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Wichita State volleyball middle blocker Allie Paulson has been named the American Conference Defensive Player of the Week for the week of October 13th to 19th. Paulson, a redshirt sophomore from Wichita, averaged 1.78 blocks per set, 0.22 digs per set, and 1.67 kills per set while hitting .444 in two matches last week for the Shockers. In the four-set win at UTSA, she just missed a double-double with a career-high 10 blocks and a career-high 9 kills. She hit .438 in the win while also adding two digs. In the five-set loss at conference-leading Rice, she finished with 6 blocks, 6 kills, and hit .455. The Shockers are next in action this Friday, October 24th, when they host Tulane at 7 p.m. inside Charles Koch Arena. They'll then host North Texas Sunday at 1 p.m. Both of those contests will be on ESPN+. Kansas Information Network Sports. I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Why travel hours for advanced surgical care when the latest robotic technology is available right at home?
At Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems in Beloit, we offer robotic-assisted procedures designed to help patients heal faster with smaller incisions, quicker recovery, and greater precision. We're proud to deliver exceptional care in North Central Kansas. Call 785-738-9405 today for a surgical consultation. MCHHS. Ready, reliable, right here.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden. Brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics. And now for your Sports Bite.
Beloit Lady Trojans advanced to the sub-state championship Saturday at Holcomb after finishing second to Hoisington at the Regional 4 Quad in Hoisington yesterday. Hoisington defeated Larned 25-5, 25-15. Beloit defeated Colby 25-9, 25-4. Hoisington beat Colby 25-10, 25-15. Beloit defeated Larned 25-12, 25-8. Colby defeated Larned 25-17, 25-13. Then in the championship, number 3 seed Hoisington topped Beloit, the 6 seed, 25-16, 15-25, 25-19, setting up the 3A sub-state championships on Saturday, where three NCAA teams, Beloit, Ellsworth, and Minneapolis, will all go to Holcomb for the sub-state semifinals and finals. Number 10 seed Minneapolis, 16 and 15, ended up being the runner-up at the Lakin Regional. They will take on number 1 seed Holcomb, 32 and 4, who won their own regional. Ellsworth knocked off Goodland at the Goodland Regional, winning the regional championship there. They will be the 5 seed. They will play Beloit, 23 and 8. So number 1 seed Holcomb will play number 10 seed Minneapolis. Number 5 seed Ellsworth will play Beloit. Number 6 seed on the other sub-state at Lakin, 2 seed Lakin will host Southwestern Heights. And Hoisington, the 3 seed, 29-4, will play Goodland, 26-7. The winner of those sub-state will advance to the state championship in the Kansas State High School Activities 3A state championship later next week. The Smith Center Lady Red volleyball team pulled off one of the big upsets of the night in the 2A Regional Quad 4 at Colby Events Center, knocking off 2 seed Oakley, 31-2. The Redmen will now head to Ellenwood on Saturday as the 4 seed. They will be in the Ellenwood sub-state. Ellenwood 36-0, Plainville 11-17. Smith Center is the 4 seed of the sub-state. They're 18-13. They'll take on Atwood, Rollins County, 21-13, Saturday in the sub-state semifinals and finals at Ellenwood. The Lady Red won the regional at the Colby Events Center, hosted by 31-2 and number 1 seed in the regional, Oakley. Oakley defeated Sublette 25-13, 25-4. Then Smith Center beat Hoxie 25-17, 25-22. Then Oakley defeated Hoxie 25-11, 25-23. Then Smith Center defeated Sublette 25-13, 25-3. Then Hoxie beat Sublette 25-12, 25-9. And in the regional final, Smith Center defeated Oakley 25-20, 25-20, 25-20. To win the regional and advance to the sub-state at Ellenwood. Unfortunately, Ellenwood has been ranked number 2 in 2A all year and is 31-0. But as Smith Center did to Oakley, anything can happen in the volleyball postseason. Postseason volleyball will continue today with matches across the state in Division 1 of 1A and Division 2 of 1A, including number 1 seed Rock Hills at Mankato, hosting Rural Vista, Hope, White City, and Clifton Clyde. Rock Hills, the 1 seed, 33-1, will play 20-13, 8 seed Rural Vista, Hope, White City, and Clifton Clyde, the 9 seed, 18-15. Jetmore Hodgman County, the number 3 seed, 20-14, will host number 6 seed Downs Lakeside, 11-16, and 11 seed Hill City, 8-22. Centralia, the 3 seed, 27-7, will host 6 seed Lawrence Bishop Seabury, 20-12, and Lincoln, 9-19. Number 4 seed Osborne will host 5 seed Oberlin Decatur County, 16-16, and 12 seed St. Francis, 6-26, 13 seed Ness City, 5-24. The Lady Bulldogs are 18-13 and are hosting at Logan today. At Sylvan, 4 seed St. John's Tipton, 24-9, will play 5 seed Sylvan Lucas, 21-10, 12 seed Burlingame, 6-21, and 13 seed Frankfurt, 6-27. Class 1A Division 2 today, Hanover, 2 seed, 25-7, will host 7 seed Lost Springs Center, 9-14, and 10 seed Natoma, 3-23. At Hutch Central Christian, 19-10, the 3 seed, number 6 seed Tescott, and 11 seed Scandia Pike Valley will both be there. And at Bird City Shylin, the 2 seed 25-8, number 7 Sharon Springs 10-19, and 10 seed Kendington Thunder Ridge 7-18 will be there. You can watch the Kendington Thunder Ridge Bird City Shylin match on openspacesports.com at 5 p.m.
There are so many reasons to love autumn. Cozy sweaters, warm seasonal drinks, and vibrant colors. But as winter approaches, some people find it challenging to cope with the shorter, darker days. Seasonal affective disorder, sometimes known as the winter blues, can be tough to manage. Senior Life Enrichment is here to support you. If you or someone you know is struggling with symptoms of winter blues, call us today at 785-534-1536. We're here to help.